You're listening to SBS News.
Not jumping for joy just yet, but Queensland is a significant step closer to crossing the Olympic Games finishing line. The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, excitedly made the announcement today, amid a tropical downpour.
No one's going to rain on this parade today, can I say that?
A decision overnight by the International Olympic Committee has made Brisbane the preferred bidder for the 2032 Summer Games, to be held in the Australian winter.
It's absolutely perfect weather for the Games in 2032, and that's something that the IOC, I think, will look very favourably upon.
The news puts Australia ahead of other bids, including Qatar, Turkey, Germany, China and India. John Coates of the Australian Olympic Committee.
I think we can be very, very pleased with last night's announcement. As you know, we've been moved to the status of we're the preferred candidature. We're the only one. The other cities that had shown interest, that had presented, they've been parked.
The decision has been welcomed by both sides of politics. From the Prime Minister.
It is an exciting day, I think, for Queenslanders, for Australians, and particularly for the people of Brisbane and southeast Queensland. And I'm so pleased that has been able to progress.
To the Shadow Treasurer.
Now, we want to see this bid successful because of what it means for those jobs and opportunities, what it means for selling Australia on the world stage.
Saya Sakakibara is a cyclist from Queensland who competes in BMX motocross events. Today's announcement provides her with the prospect of a home Olympic Games.
I'm a bit biased because, you know, I was born here, I love it here, and I train here all the time. But, you know, it will be so awesome just to have it. Something so big like the Olympics. Oh, you know, the Commonwealth Games was here a couple of years ago and that was a major success.
It's good news too for the accompanying Paralympics, giving improved access to sport for the estimated 4.5 million people living with disability in Australia. Paralympics Australia President Jock O'Callaghan.
Well, a 10-year runway provides a fantastic development path for so many athletes, so many young athletes. One of the key goals here is accessibility to sport.
The Gold Coast Commonwealth Games is estimated to have brought a $2.6 billion benefit to Queensland after cost. A rare financial win for a sporting event of this scale and a deciding factor for the IOC. The success of the 2018 Commonwealth Games and recycling those other venues like Lang Park helped to convince the IOC that Queensland will avoid building white elephant projects that have blown budgets for previous hosts. With competition spread from the Gold Coast to Sunshine Coast and inland to Ipswich, no name for the Games has been chosen. But a major public transport infrastructure boom connecting the southeast region is forecast, which would create tens of thousands of jobs and a lasting legacy. Queensland's bid is expected to be confirmed at a vote in August by the IOC during the Tokyo Games. John Coates exudes confidence that Brisbane will host Australia's third Olympic Games.
If that is put to a vote, we've got to get 50%, and I think I can get those numbers.
Ilias Bakala, SBS News.